thank you for starting off a new week and a new month. It's the first weekday of it with CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. We're bringing you up to speed on what's happening in the nation of India. The world's second most populated country has seen a record-setting surge in its number of coronavirus cases. It reported more than 400,000 new positive tests on Saturday alone. That's also when India recorded several thousand deaths linked to COVID-19. Many of the cases there are new variants or versions of the disease. These crop up when viruses naturally mutate, and scientists don't know yet how effective existing vaccines are in protecting people against these variants. A prominent U.S. medical official says India should consider a nationwide shutdown to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. At least two Indian states have done that, meaning the only places that are open there are ones that are considered essential, like grocery stores, pharmacies, and emergency services. An ongoing lockdown in the capital of New Delhi has been extended until at least May 10th. That's also where there's been a shortage of oxygen supplies, which can help dangerously sick people breathe. Trains carrying tons of liquid oxygen from Singapore have recently arrived in New Delhi. Other nations are sending help as well. Medical aid from France and Germany. Tens of thousands of Sputnik V vaccines from Russia. The United States has sent medical supplies, the first shipment arriving last Friday. And starting tomorrow, a U.S. travel ban goes into effect. People from India will not be allowed into the U.S. unless they're American citizens or lawful permanent residents. New COVID cases in the United States have been on the decline. Medical officials say in the past 2 weeks, they're down by almost 28%, with doctors recording roughly 50 to 60,000 positive tests per day. At one point during America's peak in January, there were more than 300,000 new daily infections. A former official with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says these declines are likely to continue for two reasons. One is that about 28% of the population has been fully vaccinated. The other is that people who've already had coronavirus have developed natural immunities to it. Many businesses have already reopened. Now, larger venues are allowing crowds again. On Saturday, almost 52,000 people watched in person when a horse named Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby. That's about a third the number that's usually allowed at the Churchill Downs racetrack, but the mayor of Louisville says it's nice to feel things coming back. After being closed for more than a year, California's Disneyland theme park has also reopened, but only people who live in California are allowed inside. Their numbers are limited, and they have to wear masks, get their temperatures taken, and avoid using cash. 10-second trivia. Salt marsh, culex, and Asian tiger are all types of what? Ferns, wasps, mosses, or mosquitoes? These are all mosquitoes, in addition to the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads a number of diseases. For the first time ever, genetically modified mosquitoes are being released in the U.S. The project's taking place in the Florida Keys. It was approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last May, and the state of Florida issued an experimental use permit last June. It allows the release of up to 750 million genetically altered mosquitoes this year and next. The targeted mosquito can spread yellow fever, dengue, and the Zika virus. There have been at least two small outbreaks of dengue in the Keys over the last 12 years. The project will release genetically altered male mosquitoes with the idea that they'll mate with the females and pass along a deadly gene that kills female mosquito larvae. Only female mosquitoes bite, so the intent is to wipe out biting mosquito populations in the Keys. The company that produces the GMO mosquito says a different type of it has been used in Brazil, the Cayman Islands, and Panama, and that it's been widely successful. But critics, including the Florida Keys Environmental Coalition, say the project's being forced on them, that they're being treated as guinea pigs. They're concerned that the newer GMO mosquitoes being released haven't been tested as long, and they question what could happen to people or animals' health if genetically modified females survive and then bite. Critics are considering legal action, but the trial has begun. Future Ties is a nonprofit after-school and summer program that gives a safe space to children in Chicago, Illinois. It was started by a Chicago police officer who'd had enough of the violence and shootings that threatened the city's kids, and she had to pivot when coronavirus hit.
Amid the violence on Chicago's South Side, police officer Jennifer Maddox gives young people a safe haven to learn, grow, and succeed.
So who got homework? Let me see.
Since 2011, her nonprofit has provided after-school mentoring and tutoring for more than 100 children living in the Parkway Gardens apartments. She was honored as a top 10 CNN hero in 2017 for her efforts. Now, during the pandemic, Jennifer and her team transformed their center into a hub where students doing remote learning receive the support and technology they need.
Many of the families here was hit very hard with COVID, and it really just turned their lives upside down. A lot of people lost their jobs, and now they're gradually starting to go back to work.
Good morning, Ms. Tiffany.
Many of the parents can't really afford to stay at home to supervise their kids while they're on remote learning.
Good morning.
And so families had to pick and choose if they were going to be able to still continue to work, or did they have to stay home and make sure that their children still was able to get an education.
Good morning.
The kids normally arrive one by one. We take their temperature. If they don't have a mask, we provide a mask for them. They'll get a squirt of hand sanitizer in their hand, and then they'll go to their assigned desk.
We got a question.
We were able to step in, like being a surrogate parent.
M-Y-M-I.
We were there on site for them, so the kids didn't really have to travel far. They knew our staff, our team. They were comfortable with their kids coming here. So it was kind of like a win-win, you know, for everybody. We are working with high schooler kids and students whose parents have opted for them to do remote learning.
That one's yours.
Okay. Many of the students didn't have laptops, and they didn't know how to navigate through the remote learning system. We were able to provide the laptops that they needed.
Okay, come on in.
On a daily basis, we have around 15 to 20 kids that come in that we can support safely because of COVID. We provide them with a safe space. We go around making sure the kids are online, on track, on task, and able to complete their assignments and progress.
Okay, very good. Good job.
They really need that in-person, one-on-one instruction, hands-on, because you have kids that learn in different ways. We'll take them outside to the playground, and we'll let them just run around and just jump and just get some of that energy, you know, moving around with them because they've been sitting down for so long. The kids in the community have been struggling with socialization. They are social beings. They want to be with their friends.
Y'all good?
They look to us for support and guidance. And sometimes they just may need a listening ear. So we're all of that. We make sure that they know that we are here for them. These are difficult times, and if there is anything that we can do to help them navigate through some of the challenges and struggles that they are experiencing, we want them to reach out to us. We want to make sure that they're getting the support that they need so that they continue to grow and move forward.
Folks in Florida have their swimming pools screened in to keep animals out, but not this bear. It recently busted through a woman's screen so it could take a dip. The owner says she regularly sees the animal in her neighborhood, but that this is the first damage the bear has really caused, and that it's a little too close for comfort. Yeah, you really can't just grin and bear it, even if it is brown with envy over your pool. It's a polarizing guest, a grisly discovery, and you don't want to be slothful about taking Cody action to banish it. I'm Carl Azus. Thanks to the American International School in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It's great to have you watching on YouTube. CNN 10 returns tomorrow.